Blog Talk Radio.
This fall, the Fantasy Sports Channel will make history
all over again
with even more live fantasy sports radio than anywhere on the planet. At least 12 hours of fantasy football, baseball, basketball, and hockey action each Monday through Friday. Plus more fantasy sports talk every Saturday and Sunday. More than 50 shows in all from the best fantasy sportscasters in the business.
Try getting that on your radio dial.
The Fantasy Sports Channel. Only on Blog Talk Radio.
It's a schedule you can bet on.
Mike, the fantasy landscape has been changed forever. The FPA is born.
Work it, make it, do it.
Makes us harder, better, faster,
stronger.
That'll kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Here we go.
You've been listening to Red versus Blue. One bleeds red and one bleeds blue. Two friends, one heated rivalry. It's intense. It's no holds barred. It's game time.
Let's go!
On Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio with your host, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Scott and Mike and their versatility bring new light to many topics in and out of the world of fantasy sports. Guests can reach the show by calling 347-324-5404. Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide. Let's hope they're still friends afterwards. Here they are, Scott and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red versus Blue, high-stakes fantasy football radio, wherever you may be. Thanks for making us part of your night. Mike, we've got a lot of things going. We are from a remote location tonight, so we apologize for the difficulties. But as always, I'm joined by my big blue co-host from Brandenburg, Kentucky, Michael Trent. And Mike, living in Indianapolis, it was a pretty exciting Monday night for those Butler Bulldogs. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my boys from Butler.
Yeah, no question, Scott, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. We've got a lot to touch on tonight. Just to touch real quick, Butler, they did all they could do, and, you know, I really thought they were going to pull through and win that game. You know, I took Butler plus the eight. It was seven and a half, and it got moved up to eight, and I kept taking them and taking them and taking them, and with about 2 minutes to go, I'm going, well, the heck with the spread, you know, I'm going to get this.
I had every intention of taking the Bulldogs before that game, and I had rolled over some bonus money from the last Butler game and thought that that was a no-brainer. This team had so much heart, so much grit, determination. It starts with the leadership of that school and the coaching staff, and now we see the coach getting an extension, turning down a lot of money from Oregon and several other big-name schools to stay with his alma mater, Mike. It's really exciting to see Butler stick around.
This team's going to be preseason ranked in the top five because I think they're only losing, like, one player.
Wow.
And they're going to be very, very solid come next year.
Mike, we've got a big show lined up tonight. Of course, the big news, as we shock the fantasy landscape, has changed the game for the players, for the association, for the contest, every fantasy product out there. The Fantasy Players Association was announced. It's a legal entity, an LLC. Mike, the Fantasy Players Association is coming to a town near you. We will be launching and debuting the site, a pre-beta launch plan for May 1st, 2010, Mike. We've got some exciting things planned. The Fantasy Players Association is going to have a lot of needs, but the FPA is going to host membership, and members will receive exclusive benefits. We'll talk about those later in the show. The time for transparency is now, Mike. It's been long overdue. The fantasy industry needs a little bit more transparency. We've had some several tragedies, if you could call them, where we've had some situations arise. They're not to be mentioned here, but, you know, it's time.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been posting on a couple different sites that – you know, it's time for the fantasy player the fantasy owner to have protection, integrity, and knowledge of what's going on. And I think the FPA is definitely going to be able to do that with your backing and, you know, with a lot of others that are going to be involved there. It's going to include folks that have a lot of hearsay, and you know, we're going to be able to listen to what they have to say as well. And it's just about protection, integrity, and knowledge.
We've already got the chat room buzzing a little bit here. The crew, we affectionately call it, some of the best minds in the world of high-stakes fantasy football. Phone number you can reach the show, 347-324-5404. For those of you listening on iTunes, we're streaming live on thefantasysportschannel.com. You can find that also at fsc.fm, the chat room, the live show, the live stream. Mark Ronick and the guys at The Fantasy Sports Channel and Blog Talk Radio, they have just created a tremendous platform. We're so very thankful for those guys and what they've done for this this sport and this industry, and we're just happy to be a part of it. We do, like I said, stream live on iTunes, but if for some reason you missed the show, you can just subscribe on iTunes and you know, download the podcast and subscribe, and it'll update on your podcast, and you can just take it on your iPod or your MP3 player and listen to us in the car, wherever you're at. It takes 1 hour. You can fast forward through a lot of what Mike has to say and just come back to me, and you've already cut the show down to about 40 minutes. And so you really get the best of the very best of Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio. So, Mike, here we go. We've got a couple of big guests tonight. Obviously, Michael Trent is with us, as always. DraftZone.com will be with us later in the show. They have those baseball contests, Mike, and we had such a huge turnout earlier in the year with the football contest and the promo codes. So stay tuned. We will have a promo code for all of our listeners to use. I'm sure they'll give some kind of a credit or some kind of discount, Mike, but that's a pretty cool site. We're going to talk about Draft Zone here in a little bit.
I would love to just talk real quick about Draft Zone. You know, I've been going through, whether it be NASCAR, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Just started doing Major League Baseball this week with Draft Zone, and it's steady. It's solid, and, you know, if you want to, throw in $5, $10 and just draft day to day. That's what it's all about, day to day. Do it, and you'll have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, you are having a lot of fun, and I have as well. I haven't had as much time as you have. You've really done very well over there. But we are gonna be talking to the guys at DraftZone.com, Craig and the team there. Mike, we had big news this week. Donovan McNabb, a perennial establishment for the Philadelphia Eagles, probably, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the Philadelphia Eagles' history, traded this week for a 2010 second-round pick, not even a first. They were wanting a first for so long, never got a taker. And, Mike, they let him go to Washington Redskins, for a 2010 second-round pick, Mike. Shanahan still insists that a quarterback would be the pick, at number four, Mike, but that's got to be a smokescreen. Shanny obviously wants to take that pick, maybe trade down, and get some more depth to surround with Donovan McNabb, his new cornerstone for what? At least the next 3 years.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Shanahan, he knows what he's doing. He's surrounded himself with, like, now three running backs that are, you know, a little bit older than old, but, you know, it's going to be a running back by committee, and he brings in McNabb. And he still wants to draft a quarterback. And what they're going to do with that, I think, is I'm not so sure that he may draft that quarterback and then draft and trade type situation. That goes on a lot. And, you know, whether Shanahan wants to do that, I'm not sure. But that looks the way that I'm seeing it.
Well, there's a lot of weapons there for McNabb to figure out who he's going to use. Obviously, the exciting tight ends that they have, Chris Cooley and Fred Davis, get immediate bumps. Those guys were already performing at high productive levels. To think that McNabb comes in there, that's got to make them even more valuable. They're certainly going to spread it out. And it sounds like Keenan McCardle is on the coaching staff there for the wide receivers. Well, just a great wide receiver. And they're already talking about how they'll be able to spread them out and really can confuse some of the defenses. You've got a lot of options there. I still have hope in Devin Thomas and Malcolm Kelly and Santana Moss. You've got a lot of things going on there. The running back situation is an absolute mess. I've never seen a more washed-up group of running backs that you have in the backfield. But, Mike, this might really turn things around for Washington.
Well, I think it could if you're a dynasty owner and if you have any of those wide receivers, their stock has got to rise. I'm sorry, but it does. I know McNabb sometimes doesn't go downfield as much as people would like to hope so. I mean, I've got Santana Moss in a couple different leagues, but the way I felt when that trade was made is, well, that's going to help Santana Moss. That's going to help Devin Thomas. Or Devin Hester. So, I mean, there's so many things that are going to help help the wide receivers for Washington. Just having McNabb there.
We got Day Drinker Josh in the house in the chat room. Welcome back, Josh, and glad to hear things are going well for you. Just the Cardinals aren't as promising this year, but we'll see. We'll see what they can do with old Matt Leinart and Derek Anderson combination there. Marshawn Lynch, Mike, is trade bait. Before we go there, let's back up a second. You've got McNabb going to Washington. You've got the implication there that Shanny's thinking about the number four pick and possibly using that on a quarterback. I don't see that happening, but, you know, he wants to make the comparison about Rivers and Rodgers sitting on the bench a couple years and still having an elite talent. Obviously, we're thinking that's a smokescreen. But let's move back to Jason Campbell for a second, Mike. ESPN Radio is reporting that several teams have already expressed an interest. Bills, Panthers, Jags, Raiders. They've already expressed some interest, Mike. That's four teams right there. What do you think? Bills, Panthers, Jags, Raiders. You see a fit for Jason Campbell?
No. I really don't. The Bills in a division like that, I don't see that happening. The Panthers, I just don't see Jason Campbell. I mean, if he was averaging top numbers in a division that he was in, then I can see that. But right now, I just don't see that happening at all. The one thing I think about this trade is the opening and the possibility for Kevin Cobb to be able to throw the ball downfield. I think the receivers, the young receivers, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Brent Celek, these guys, I think it can spread the field even more. I know Philly needs a running game, but this could spread the field even more for the young receivers that Philly has, and Cobb has a cannon.
Yeah, he does. And I'll tell you what, though, I would not give up hope on Jason Campbell just yet. He could make a great backup for McNabb, obviously, so he doesn't really have to go anywhere. But if his attitude is not right, if his head's not right, that will mean everything to the Eagles. They'll have to make a move at that point. And so we could definitely say the Bills that would be an improvement, correct? We'd agree with that. The Panthers and Matt Moore, I kind of like the Matt Moore mojo, you know, with Steve Smith, so I'm not so sure that I'd really want to mix that up this late in the game. The Panthers have a lot more potential playoffs in them, you know, so I don't think I would make that move. The Jaguars, however, I mean, you've had your great run. You've had just about what you could handle with David Garrard. I don't think David Garrard's going to get them over that hump. They've added receivers, and that didn't seem to really help that much. I don't think Garrard is going to be that guy eventually to really get them to that Super Bowl. And then, of course, the Raiders are a mess. Jason Campbell would obviously be at least a little bit of life there in Oakland.
Well, yeah, there's no – the Raiders are a mess, and the Raiders banked on McNabb because the fact that they have one of the most exciting running backs going, one of the most exciting in Michael Bush, one of the most exciting running backs out of the backfield in McFadden, a couple of young wide receivers that are very solid, a defense that is out of this world, a very good defense, and they can't fill it up with a quarterback. I mean, what good is Campbell going to do there? I mean, is he going to be a difference maker?
Well, and again, it's not a difference maker, but when you're an organization, you're just looking for an upgrade, right? And I think what we pointed at is the Bills and the Raiders and the Jags, possibly all three, that would make a big, big difference in that the morale of that team and the direction that they're going. It's not going to make them an instant playoff contender, but it's definitely a morale booster to bring in somebody that has that potential that Campbell brings.
Campbell's not a morale booster. My opinion.
Never did work out with Zorn. And you know what? I don't really fault Jason Campbell for that because the offensive line, if you watched a couple of those games, you remember on Monday night the game where he just got killed over and over and over and over again. That was a microcosm of the skin season. The offensive line needed a whole lot of work. He didn't have any time at all to throw the ball. Man, that was just so. I'm trying to remember who they were playing that night, but it was just so awful to see him getting sacked over and over and over again. They finally had to pull him out. It was just that's, you know. So I don't know. There's a lot of things there. It just never did work out. So who knows where that'll take us.
It could be just a different change of scenery for Campbell that could be good. But Al Davis, he's going to stand by Russell, and he's going to stand by a couple of them other quarterbacks, Gronkowski. And, you know, Gronkowski, I mean, this guy could be really good for Oakland because, you know, like I said, they've yet to see what Michael Bush can do. And I'm very, very anxious to see what Michael Bush can do because he's going to shock some people in that AFC West.
Mike, we've also got the Brandon Marshall watch. It's still going on. This thing is like a never-ending drama with no commercials. It's just like we don't get a break from it. Every single week we're talking about Brandon Marshall. It sounds like there's only four teams left in the Brandon Marshall Derby. The Seahawks are still there. The Redskins are now a new participant. The St. Louis Rams and the Tampa Bay Bucks to give Josh Freeman maybe a big, big target. Now, if the Broncos do release Brandon Marshall, Mike, that leaves the Broncos with the number 11 pick staring at them in the face. And if you've just lost Brandon Marshall, it sure would make a lot of sense to go ahead and take Dez Bryant if he's still there from Oklahoma State. But there's also a possibility that if they pass on Dez Bryant, maybe they're looking for a receiver that fits that mold as well, like an Aurelius Ben, like we talked about Ben on the show last week in the second round. Maybe they'll do that. But if you lose Brandon Marshall, you have to replace him with somebody. Do you think at the end of the day, I've given you five teams here, Mike, we'll include the Broncos here, the Broncos, the Bucks, the Rams, the Skins, and the Seahawks. Where do you see, it's April 9th here, where do you see Brandon Marshall in 2010?
One of two teams, St. Louis or Washington. Washington is continuing to just, you know, Snyder wants to win, and he wants to win now. He's already proven that with the older players that he's picked up. I see him at Washington or St. Louis. St. Louis, they're getting Bradford. I mean, that's all there is to it. That's who they're going to sign as the number one pick. So, you know, when you throw in Steven Jackson, he continues to say, I need help, I need help. Well, okay, you're going to get some help now. And so he could end up at St. Louis, and you get a older guy in the backfield like Steven Jackson just kind of running the offense, a younger guy, Bradford, and bring in Marshall, who's got some, got some suave, so to speak, to him. You know, it could be a good fit. But Washington, it wouldn't be a bad fit either.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and discount the Rams, Mike. I don't see A.J. Feely, Brandon Marshall really putting fear into teams. And I don't see Sam Bradford coming right in and starting week one. Maybe so. Maybe he's got that little bit of Peyton Manning in him, but I don't see that as being a good fit for the Rams. I think they just need to develop the receivers that they have. Laurent Robinson, Donnie Avery, you've got a couple of nice pieces there. Maybe so. Maybe it'll work out. The Skins, I'm going to discount the Skins too because I just think you've got too many options to throw to right now. You've got Devin Thomas, which is kind of in a big mold, the tall, fast wide receiver. So I'm thinking the Seahawks are still not out of this derby, Mike. I think the Seahawks, and I really think it's intriguing that the Bucks are interested in Marshall. I just like that pick. And in my opinion, if you give Josh Freeman a wide receiver like Brandon Marshall, I think there's going to be some instant chemistry there. This kid, 6'6", we'll talk about him a little bit later in the show and in our segment Team 1 or Team 2. But I really like what the possibility of Brandon Marshall and Josh Freeman. I just think that works a little bit. And So maybe we'll see something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, you make a good point, Scott. I still don't think he's going to end up in Tampa Bay, but, you know, that is a good point because Freeman really came on last year. I mean, he came on big time, and, you know, he's looking for one or two more great targets to throw at, and, you know, that could be all the difference that they need in that division. When you consider that division, you're only talking about one or two players, and you know, Brandon Marshall, he could be the one fit that Freeman needs because Freeman showed himself toward the end of last year, big time.
And you mentioned the Rams there. They had, I guess, news for them, for St. Louis fans. Obviously, we're here in Indy, but St. Louis has a nice fan base. Just had a couple of down years here. Mark Bulger was released. I think he's still an improvement for somebody, or at least a backup. And I'm going to call it right now, Mike. I think Mike March picks up the phone. He gives Bulger a call, and you see Cuddy have his backup in Chicago. So that's my guess there for Bulger. Do you think of can you see him land anywhere else? Is he a starter? I mean,
sure.
Does he have anything left still?
No, I mean he could work fine there. You know, he could work fine even in a place like Miami or you know somewhere where they need an older backup that could fit the bill and teach some of these younger quarterbacks how to do things and understand their role. That's what they need to do and. I think he can work there.
Just conversing with the chat room here at Red vs. Blue, 347-324-5404 is the number. Or come on over to blogtalkradio.com/Red vs. Blue and FFC.fm also streams the show and the live chat room. We affectionately call them the crew. They're some of the best minds in high-stakes fantasy football, so come on over. Not big Dynasty guys. We have a couple of Dynasty guys here every once in a while that pop into the program. But we want to really develop that in the off season. Most of the guys here have a lot of experience in high stakes. They know what it takes. They have a good eye for talent. They know what value is all about. That's what it takes to win in high stakes fantasy football. Mike, so we're also talking about another troubled running back here, Marshawn Lynch. It sounds like Buffalo has just had enough. They don't have really a future running back. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is really the only young talent that they have on the team. So let's talk a little bit about Marshawn Lynch and where he might end up. Mike, I pulled up the teams, I took a look at the list, and I only came up with 8 possibilities here. Now, obviously, I think he still has the talent. Can he get the mental game about him to be an asset to a team rather than a distraction? That's what the problem here with Marshawn Lynch. He's still a talent. We know he can hit the hole and move, but does he have the mental the stamina here? So let me give you the 8 teams that I came up with. You tell me what you think, but here's the 8 teams I see him being potentially landing with. Miami, with the situations with Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams. Those guys are always dinged up and injured, and another torn knee for Ronnie. That's a possibility. New England, always is snatching up guys like Marshawn Lynch and just, making something out of nothing. Cleveland has really a new coaching staff, new regime. We've got Houston looking for a back. Either they take it in the draft or maybe acquire it through Buffalo. San Diego looking for a back. They've talked about Matthews. Maybe Lynch is a possibility there. Detroit with the Kevin Smith issues. Tampa Bay, I don't really know what's going on with that running back situation. And then Seattle's kind of a mess too. So Miami, New England, Cleveland, Houston, San Diego, Detroit, Tampa, Seattle. That's 8 teams. Where do you see Marshawn Lynch?
Wow. That's a big choice to choose from. New England, I'm going to throw out.
Okay.
Cleveland is a maybe. Houston, I'm going to throw out because, like what you just said, I think Houston is going to they're going to draft a solid running back. It could be Spiller. Out of the others, Tampa Bay, I don't see. Where does Marshawn Lynch fit? It's not going to be San Diego. I don't think it's going to be Detroit. It could be a Seattle or maybe a Miami. I'm going to say Seattle or Miami.
Well, we've got Seattle also already in the Brandon Marshall Derby, so I'm going to say there's only so much of that they really want to entertain. Although, Pete Carroll coming on board, looking for an impact player from the West Coast, Cal. He's probably seen a lot of him, and he's already formed his opinion, so that might be an option. Anytime there's a new coaching staff coming in. I think
let me throw another team at you.
Go ahead.
What about Cincinnati?
Yeah, they had Larry Johnson as a backup Cedric Benson, and you brought in one head case. They're the kingdom of head cases, right? How did I miss that?
Yeah, Cedric Benson went there, and he's changed his way. I won't say he's changed his ways, but he's developed into a solid player. If you're a fantasy owner, that you can rely on. But in a year or so, who knows? Can you rely on him anymore? You bring in Marshawn Lynch, and, you know, because when Benson came in, he was a backup.
Yeah, and, you know, there's already some chatter in the chat room about Marshawn Lynch, and I got to tell you, this is a classic buy low as a dynasty player, because right now you're kind of wondering about what his where his head's at, what he's going to contribute to a team. Look, somebody's going to take a chance on this guy. Buffalo's deciding to deal him. They're going to go ahead and do it. They're going to pull the trigger and just they're going to keep asking for less and less and less until finally somebody bites. That's kind of how we see these things happen, you know, just like the McNabb deal here. And so we're going to see Lynch somewhere on a team, Mike, and at the end of the day, it's going to be a team like one of these eight here that need an upgrade at running back, and they're going to give him a fresh start. They're going to wipe the slate clean, and he's going to give it a shot. Now, whether or not he can do it, whether or not he can put it together, but, you know, these guys have to have attorneys and accountants and everybody and a lot of advisors. They have to be telling them to turn it around. This is your last chance. You don't get many chances in the NFL. It stands for not for long, right? So you've got to get things turned around. So it's a classic dynasty buy low. And so I think if you're looking for a back or you're a little bit thin on running backs on your team right now, he's somebody that you could go ahead and trade. Maybe throw in a promising wide receiver up with, you know, that has a little bit of buzz right now. You know, you could probably get Marshawn Lynch for the deal straight up.
Right, and I agree with that. But, you know, we also got to figure out on which team he's going to land with. I mean, you know, if he lands with any one of those eight teams, I think the possibilities are, you know, they're huge for Marshawn. But, you know, it's a tough call. I still think Cincinnati might be a good call, but, you know, whether they go with him, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. We'll be right back. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Red versus Blue with our segment of
Hi,
team.
Hi, this is Greg Kellogg. You know the routine. It's Friday night. You're looking over your lineup. It's either Lavernius Coles versus the Browns or Lance Moore versus the Falcons. I'm a serious fantasy player, and regular fantasy advice just won't do. I need to know, without a doubt, that the fantasy advice I'm getting makes sense. That's why I listen to Red versus Blue Fantasy Sports Radio. Catch Scott Atkins and the Red versus Blue crew chat room every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those difficult-to-make lineup decisions. I'll be there. Will you?
Into an Eddie Vedder fan before this year is over. I'm not gonna let up.
I like Eddie Vedder.
Oh, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's why you keep talking about Seattle here. You talked about Marshall. You got Marshall going there. You got Lynch. You got Pete Carroll going there. A lot of things happen in Seattle for you, Mike. We've got this segment that's really getting a lot of buzz. I tell you, all the Dynasty guys are emailing me about Team 1 or Team 2. They love this segment, so we're going to continue it, and then we're going to break down Demaryius Thomas. That's the segment coming up for all the Dynasty players. Team 1 or Team 2, Mike, we've got a trade on the table right now. Matt Castle or Josh Freeman? Dynasty-wise, you've got Matt Castle, you know, with a lot of weapons there, Chris Chambers, Dwayne Bowe, and a nice coaching philosophy that's balanced. Josh Freeman, the cannon, 6'6", the tons of potential, could be elite. But nothing around him. Team 1 or Team 2? Team 1 with Castle, Team 2 with Freeman. Which team do you like?
Team 2, Freeman. Team 2 with Freeman, real easy. Matt Cassel, he showed what he could do when he backed up Brady when Brady got injured. And he did a lot of good things. He goes to a new team in Kansas City in a different system and with not as many weapons in front of him and basically flatlined. And I think Freeman, I would say in the last 5-6 weeks of the year last year, outscored Cassel. I will take Freeman all day long, plus he's younger.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I was actually offered Matt Cassel and turned it down. I just wanted to get some other opinions, so that's why I brought this one up. It really actually didn't go down. I got the offer, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna turn this into a team one or team two, because I got to tell you, you know, Matt Cassel, you know, your first year in a new offense didn't do so bad, especially with the problems they had with Dwayne Bowe, and then, you know, Chambers was on a new team. I mean, you can't think that it was just a total disappointment. I think they're very, very close. Freeman's about 22 years of age. Matt Cassel, obviously older, 26. They're both under contract to 2014. Well, I'm sorry, Freeman, 2013. They both have great futures ahead of them. But I think I'm going to hang on to Josh Freeman and just ride that out. And let's hope. You know, I'm holding out hope for that Dez Bryant pick for Tampa Bay. Maybe they can pull something off like that.
Tremendous upside for Freeman. I just said it.
You did. You broke the upside rule. Mike, we saw a trade go down in Hyperactive this week. Team 1 gave up Andre Johnson, the best fantasy player in the game, in my opinion. Team 1 gave up Andre Johnson. Team 2 gave up Calvin Johnson. This is just a deal of which player do you like better? They're both elite. Which one would you rather have? Obviously, Andre Johnson, in my opinion, is primed for 2, maybe 3, possibly even 4 more years at an elite, elite level. We're talking number one player in the game type level. Calvin Johnson doesn't have the all-pro quarterback that Matt Schaub, you know, that Andre Johnson has. For me, it's a no-brainer. I would never give up Andre Johnson for Calvin Johnson. But what do you like? Do you like giving up Team 1 giving up Andre Johnson or Team 2 giving up Calvin Johnson?
Well, considering I'm the guy that traded Aaron Rodgers for Matt Schaub, I love Andre Johnson. I love Andre Johnson. And Matt Schaub is I like what you just said, segueing into that, because you kind of gave Matt Schaub some props. you got to stick to Andre Johnson. I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers we've seen in a long time. This NFL, I mean, this guy is great. Calvin Johnson is okay on a okay team. Well, no, on a really bad team. Andre Johnson is really good on a team that is just on the cusp of really getting to the pinnacle and making the playoffs. So Andre Johnson, you got to keep him.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to give up a player the quality of Andre Johnson. I mean, Calvin, obviously he was right there last year. Everybody was talking about him in the top three. But look, you've got a lot of unproven issues there. You've got a team that hasn't showed us anything in Detroit. You've got a top quarterback, top wide receiver connection going on right now, and Andre is still young. Will have several years of elite production. Could be the most dominant player in the game. Just like you said the other day, Mike, you're not going to trade Chris Johnson no matter what the deal is on the table.
I got Chris Johnson. I'm not trading him. You know, I had some offers, and people are going to try, but it's not going to happen. You can throw whatever you want to me, but it's not going to happen. The one thing that with the Andre Johnson thing, you're thinking, well, okay, they're lacking at running back. Well, Gary Kubiak, he's going to make sure that something happens, whether it's running back by committee. He's going to take care of Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub, and it might be running back by committee. So be it. But I wouldn't touch that. Take Andre Johnson, stick with him, and go from there.
All right, Mike, that's the segment, Team 1 or Team 2. We're going to go ahead and go into our special guest tonight from DraftZone.com, Mr. Sean Fritz. Sean, are you with us?
Yeah, what's going on, bud? How are you doing?
Doing real good, man, doing real good. Stopped by and saw some family and staying the night tonight here in good old southern Indiana, and then I'll be heading back up to Indianapolis tomorrow. So we can continue to build on the Fantasy Players Association. But looking forward to DraftZone.com and this baseball, man. Tell us about the Daily Baseball Contest.
Yeah, we got it set up. We got it going right now. Everything's looking pretty good. We got the salary cap contest for people that, you know, don't want to stick around for the live draft. And we also have the live draft contest, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, you know, drafts we've been doing right now. And people would enjoy it. We've been doing pretty well with those contests, especially on a daily basis, being able to draft for that night's games or that day's games. And the people that do very good for those games, obviously, are going to be the ones that have cash in their pockets by the end of the evening. So it's been pretty cool.
Hey, Sean, it's Mike. And I got on here earlier today, and I was looking for a, 5, 6 team salary league that I could get into for $10, and boom, I found it, and had pretty good luck tonight. And
how are you doing?
Win that league, but you know, it's,
did you win the league?
Do what?
You won the league tonight? You won the league tonight, huh?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I got 9 innings remaining, and I'm up by like 17 points on the one behind me, so I'm looking pretty good. Starting pitchers, that's a main one to hit. If you get your starting pitchers, you're good to go. But it's just the friendliness of the, like tomorrow night, NASCAR League.
Yeah.
You know, and something like that. So, I mean, it's all good, Sean. I mean, there's a lot of different opportunities to go into on Draft Zone.
Exactly. I like us doing the Masters this week. You know, we do the PGA every weekend, so it's pretty cool with having Tiger come back for the Masters. We did a lot of PGA drafts for this weekend, and it's funny that all the drafts that we did, guess who was picked in everyone's league? It's crazy. Good old Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
He was drafted.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. You guys have brought up salary cap baseball, NASCAR, the NASCAR draft, and PGA draft all in about a span of 30 seconds. It's amazing what you've got going on there, Sean, for those sports fanatics, just like Mike. Look, tons of my listeners and our listeners are sports fanatics, and they like just about every sport. Mike, I'll tell you, there's not a sport he hasn't that he's met that he doesn't like. And you know, on Saturday morning, I'll wake up and Mike will be challenging me to one of these sports drafts. And, you know, you pop on and go head to head, or some of these 3, 4, or 5 player salary cap contests. Talk a little bit more about it. You've been a friend of the program now. Talk a little bit more about some of these contest options that are out there, and the user friendly site. I mean, it really is easy to use.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, especially the salary cap, it's all dependent on how you want to get into it. Like, some people love the thrill of the draft and being able to draft all the time, but with the salary cap, you can pick the denomination of how much your entry fee wants to be. You can pick the number of players you want to draft against. Obviously, if you do a heads-up draft, you only got to be one other person. But, of course, if you go against 4 or 5 other people and you feel like you are the best at what you do in the salary cap and you're feeling good about your team, then, well, guess what? You double... You know, you quadruple the pot. You would win with that 4 or 5 person league. So salary cap has definitely been pretty huge. With football, though, sit and draft have been our best just because of the, you know, people love the draft experience. But it's pretty crazy with baseball. Sit and draft have been pretty successful, too. But, you know, I think salary caps, you know, really show how well you are at what you do when it comes to the fantasy world just because it's an even playing field. Because the one issue you might have with the sin draft in a couple of sports, like with baseball and football and with, of course, basketball, is you have LeBron James, you have Chris Johnson, right, and you have Albert Pujols. You obviously feel like you're at a disadvantage. But there's some nights where those guys aren't going to step up and give you those points. So it's really the likings that you like want to do. I mean, I personally like the salary cap, but I also like the sit and draft for the live draft experience because you can block people with the sit and draft. I don't know if you guys did that too much, but, for example, I was looking at some of the sit and drafts that were played today, and, yes, people weren't taking Albert Pujols with that first pick, and I was actually shocked they were taking a starting pitcher. And what some people were doing these drafts is it was pretty crazy is they would take a starting pitcher, and they take a starting pitcher, and they take a starting pitcher, they take a starting pitcher, but there's only 2 starting spots, right? But what they were doing is they were blocking you from getting all the good starting pitchers for that week. Like you said, starting pitcher is the key, correct?
So yeah, they are.
So there's a skill involved in the sit and draft that's pretty exciting. And you being able to get in that draft room and talk trash to the person, you're like, oh, wow, you just took, you know, 4 pitchers in a row. You know, it's kind of cool to see that aspect. But with salary, we kind of give you two aspects, and no one's really doing this daily aspect like we're doing. Like, we give you the option of the salary cap, which, you know, there's other sites doing that, but we also give you that option of that sit and draft, where you get that, you know, someone's challenged me, you get that, you know, the strategy involved with trying to take players that people can't take. Or in the salary cap, you know, everyone can take those players.
And, you know, Sean, I think I could have made, you know, I could have made quite a bit today if I would have went ahead and did a sit and draft along with my salary, because I didn't like Albert Pujols at all today. I didn't like I didn't like the matchup a bit. But I love Matt Holliday, and he goes 3-for-4, 2 runs scored, a home run, a double, you know, 2 ribbies, and I'm going, wow, I should have did a sit and draft as well.
Exactly, because they're going to take the Pujols pick, but like you said, starting pitching is the key, and what's funny is when these first starters come around, you know, the aces come around, it's a lot, you know, it's kind of a situation where it's easier for you to pick the starting pitchers, but when you get to the third, fourth, fifth starters, there's a lot more skill involved with these picks. I mean, it gets a lot more difficult.
Sean, obviously, like what you guys are talking, I'm so intrigued by it. If you want to call and talk to Sean, 347-324-5404 is the number. This is definitely a skill contest. There's strategy involved. Mike is evident of that. I mean, Mike is a guy, Sean, that went, I think, like 17 or 18 wins in a row baseball picks last year against the spread.
Wow.
And it was a tremendous run that everybody, our listeners, shared in last year. And he calls them his knock-you-off-your-computer-chair plays when he sees one. He doesn't release it every day, but every couple of days, if he finds one, he'll release one. And on a good day, when he's really feeling it, he might even release two. But it just depends. He doesn't rush things, and he lets it come. And I tell you, this guy's really good. I respect Mike's game in baseball. But for somebody that hasn't played a lot and hasn't been a big a big user of your site, what do you recommend from price points, which game, maybe number of teams you're playing against? What do you recommend for somebody just stepping up? I know we're talking about bringing in some new listeners, new players here.
Well, that's the thing. We also have a free game. We're able to do four drafts a week, free games. We don't want to do too many more than that, but you're able to do 4 free drafts a game, so you can get the feel for the site. You get a feel for the salary cap, you get a feel for the sit and draft. And it kind of helps you out, because there's definitely skill involved, there's definitely experience involved and stuff like that. We have people on our site winning 70% of the game.
Wow.
And those are the guys that are doing this for a living. I mean, there's people now that are playing fantasy sports on a daily basis that can do it for a living compared to a season long, because you can't do it for a season long because, I mean, you put your entry in, you got to wait, 6-7 months to get paid. Well, how are you supposed to do that for a living? But on a daily basis, we have people winning 70% of their games that are making a good amount of money doing what they're doing. But the key is you don't want to go up against those guys betting $50, $100, $500 a day, right? You want to learn how it's done. You want to do the free game. You want to learn how to do the site, because there's a lot of niches and there's a lot of things to this site and other sites that you got to be careful with, because you've got to be very, very skilled at what you do when it comes to daily fantasy sports. For example, there's certain players in the NBA that, for example, Chris Paul, they just announced today he's out for the season. Well, what does that mean? Darren Clawson comes in, and he's a starting point guard that scores a lot of fantasy points with Paul's out. For example, Chris Bosh is out for the season, so Sonny Weems has been coming and stepping up. So those are two guys that you want to key for the NBA-type salary cap, if you guys see what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I see the reports, and I know we have a lot of listeners that have already signed up, and they're playing that NBA contest and the baseball contest. So what you just gave them was a tremendous gem. If they weren't following it, there's going to be lots of guys that are playing baseball right now or basketball tomorrow that may or may not see that, and you're going to get that guy to steal.
There's another one, too, Scott and Sean. Reggie Williams out of the NBA. I mean, I was able to get this guy.
Reggie Williams? Oh, yeah. He's huge for Golden State.
Yeah. I was able to get this guy cheap almost every day that I would play him. And, I was like, wow, this is a great value. But I'm a casual fan and just something that I happened to see. And I'll tell you how I saw it was a guy I was playing against. I got beat by just less than a point, and he had Reggie Williams. I'm going, okay, who is this Reggie Williams guy? And that's where I caught on to it, just on different people that I'm playing. But another thing, Sean, that kind of helped me get involved, obviously, was when you were on our show, you know, way back when, and was I just said, well, I'm going to put $20 in, and I'm going to play a $5 two teams involved, me against somebody else, and see what happens. And, you know, that kind of helped me, too. Those free leagues are, you know, they're nice, but if you can catch a $5 MLB or NFL, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, whatever you want, a $5 a salary league, that helped me out the most.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy, Mike, is what is your team name on our site right now? What's your team name?
Spontaneous Combustion.
Spontaneous Combustion. I've actually seen how you've done so far. So if anyone's listening right now, watch out for Spontaneous Combustion, because right now I've noticed he's been doing pretty well in some of these drafts. But I've actually watched, now that it makes sense, because I like to watch to see how different teams and different players are doing on the site, because, you know, some people are winning 70%, and I like to tell those people to watch out for those guys that are winning 70%, because they know what they're doing. I mean, and hopefully everyone else out there knows what they're doing too, because if you do the research and you do the studies and you put some time into it, you can make some money doing this on a daily basis, and that's the key. And like you said before, you probably played against that guy that's winning 70% time, and you saw him pick Reggie Williams, and
yeah,
you saw him pick Darren Collison, and you saw him pick that. Well, you got to take that input and you got to put that into your next day, and think about, okay, so how's this guy beating me? And so if you lose, you know, look at that as a lesson. You know, how did I lose to this guy? And how do I beat this guy? And it's a thing that, like, just with fantasy sports, even on the season long, you know, Ray Rice. Who's the next Ray Rice for next year? Like you said about Calvin Johnson, would I trade Calvin Johnson for Andre Johnson, or Calvin Johnson almost for Andre Johnson? I'll tell you what, you give me a healthy, you know, Matt Stafford and a healthy Calvin Johnson, I'll take Calvin Johnson all day long. Because when he was healthy with Matt Stafford last year, he was one of the top, you know, fantasy receivers in all of NFL. But what I was saying before, in regards to that, Scott, you know, you were talking about with all these new customers that are coming on, you know, try it out for free. And if you put in that promo code Red versus Blue, REDVSBLUE, what we changed about how we do things now is, instead of giving a free $10 credit like we did before, we actually made it better for our customers, where instead of getting just a 20% deposit bonus on your first deposit, you go to a 40% deposit bonus. So it allows people to get more cash in their pockets to win more money.
Wow. Well, most of our listeners, you know, these players, they thrive off competition, and I'm just so enamored by the site, Sean Fritz, the Chief Operating Officer of DraftZone.com, with us. Go to DraftZone.com and enter the promo code Red versus Blue for the listeners. Just this week, you have an opportunity, and Sean, you want to recap that bonus for them?
Okay, so you put in Red versus Blue, REDVSBLUE, of course, one of the best radio shows out there. And instead of getting just a 20% deposit bonus for first-time depositors, which we currently have on the site right now, but if you put in this promo code, when you go into the site, that 20% deposit bonus can become a 40% deposit bonus. So, for example, if you have, you know,
wow,
you put $100 into the site, instead of just getting a $20 bonus, you then get a $40 bonus. And then that gives you the opportunity to play against Spontaneous Combustion and then, you know, take his money in the NBA or, you know, Major League Baseball. But watch out for MLB, because I think I have a feeling that he's pretty good at that.
Not bad.
Well, we enjoyed having you, Sean. Thanks
so
much. I tell you what, the NBA is rocking. We've got NASCAR fans here. PGA, I mean, baseball is just incredible. We're waiting for football to go on, and we've got all these other things that we can be playing. $5, $10, $20, $50, just the price points are all over the map. You'll find somebody to meet your competition level. So get on over at DraftZone.com, and, you know, good luck to you guys, Sean.
Yeah, we also got some good news. We're going to have college football starting this year, too.
Wow.
And college basketball. So we're going to have everything, you know, everything you can possibly think of. So,
man, we're
going
to have to do
there?
A college football show. We've got so many fanatics on college football. We're going to have to do a show
top
on that.
Top 25. Yep. Top 25 we'll be doing.
DraftZone.com. Sean Fritz, Chief Operating Officer. Thanks for being part of Red versus Blue.
Of course. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good night.
Mike, you are rocking that those contests, man. I see you over there. I'm looking at your stats, and you're just you're really man. This baseball is going to work out for you, man. I can see some nice little income going your way.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Scott. I mean, I'm just looking at I picked a pitcher today, Jorge De La Rosa. I mean, he threw a complete game, 23 points, and right now I got 52 points, and the next one behind me is he's got 33.
Wow, you've got it. And I love their live scoring, man, because it shows you exactly how many players they still have to go, how many players you have still to go, and what the score is. And you can already, like you said, kind of make up your mind that, you know, you're going to win. It's a great live scoring app for an original software program. They did a fantastic job. We really loved it, really enjoyed it. Just can't, you know, we're just going to tell you what we like to do and what we enjoy doing, and I'll tell you what, DraftZone is one of our favorites. And you get that promo code, 40% discount for first-time subscribers here over at DraftZone on your bonus. So that's pretty cool. Mike, I got to tell you, I want to give a shout-out real quick to Draft Sharks. For those of you that that know about Draft Sharks, Lenny Pappano, at 8:45 the other day when Donovan McNabb was traded, he was the first emailer I received. On my phone, the first update I received was Draft Sharks. And on a story like that, a story of that magnitude, I like to tell my listeners who reports the news first, because you know what? You got to be quick on those trade offers. Draft Sharks was the first one, I think by at least maybe 20 or 30 minutes from all my email updates, and I get a lot of them. But they were the first one to hit my inbox. Now, I'll be happy to correct that if any of you guys received an earlier email, but they were the first one that I got. So Draft Sharks is getting the news to you guys as quick as possible. So wanted to give that shout-out,
Mike.
That's
good. I mean, that's good. Everybody needs to know the spot and the place that you need to go to get all the information. And that's a good shout-out, Scott.
Mike, you wanted to talk about Demaryius Thomas last week. You brought him up. He was a guy that you were really excited about. And for a kid 6'3", 220, coming out of the draft from Georgia Tech, he broke his foot and it kind of slowed his 40 down there. Got a little issue. But, Mike, I don't see anybody that has comparable measurables like Demaryius Thomas from Georgia Tech. I mean, he matches up with the Fitzgeralds, the Andre Johnsons and Calvins and Marshalls. This kid, Bebe, they call him. I mean, he was rumored in the 4.3s, the 4.3 40s before that broken foot. And he catches the touchdowns. 8 out of the 11 touchdowns from Georgia Tech last year went to Demaryius Thomas. 46 catches, 1,100 yards. He was in that triple option offense last year, which, of course, you know, features single coverage on the wide receivers. And he exploited that for you know, all year long. Mike, Demaryius Thomas, I have a number 4 on my board. I got the pick from you in Hyperactive because this is the guy I wanted. What do you think about Demaryius Thomas?
His size, his speed, and just his agility is incredible. The way he can cut, the way he can move left and right, you know, he doesn't necessarily have vertical speed, but horizontal speed, and that's going to make him incredibly tough to defend. I've been watching some clips, I've been looking at him, and he's going to be very, very hard to defend. And no matter what situation, no matter where he gets drafted, it's just his ability to do what he needs to do to get to the ball. And that's what a lot of these receivers, they need to do, and they need to learn how to do is just get to the ball. And he knows how to do it. And once he gets the ball, he accelerates.
And there's no question about it that the Dez Bryant is really, I mean, with all the intangibles and everything, with the moves and agility that this kid has, he's definitely the number one pick at the wide receiver position. But I don't have Demaryius Thomas that far behind Dez Bryant, to be honest with you. There's several other wide receivers that come to mind. I mean, I'm really high on Golden Tate. I love that kid. I really like Damian Williams from USC, and I know he doesn't get a lot of love, but I've seen him in so many games just make some big catches. I know he's got issues with the routes, but there's several other guys I like this year. But Demaryius Thomas, I've got him right up there with Dez Bryant. Like, not a big drop-off, as some might think.
No, I don't think so. Golden Tate, the one thing that impressed everybody in the combine was obviously his 40 speed. I mean, his 40 speed was off the charts, and that's good. But his size, I'm not sure about. The one thing about Thomas, his size is good. And he can take a hit and move from there. Speed, you know, NFL, they're looking for speed. But they're also looking for guys like Thomas that have speed and height and just strength. And strength goes a long way when you're trying to, when you catch that ball and want to, you know, continue RAC, run after catch.
So again, Demaryius Thomas was our review. Definitely check him out. You if you haven't seen him in action, get on over there and check out some of the YouTube clips that are on him, and then form your own opinion on Demaryius Thomas. But I've had some offers trying to get my four pick, and I'm really happy. I've tried to acquire it in several leagues this year because there were three names that always stood out, you know, to most people. It was Spiller and Matthews and Dez, but I really put Demaryius Thomas right up there. And of course, I'm pushing the number four value up a little bit just as I talk, but I'm trying to be as transparent as possible here. I do own the pick, but it's because I'm that high on it. I went and acquired it. Okay, Mike, enough about that. Listen, the launch is scheduled. It's tentatively set for May 1st, 2010. If we can get it out any faster than that, we absolutely will. The Fantasy Player Association is going to change the landscape of fantasy sports as we know it, Mike. For too long, the fantasy players have not had representation. You've kind of went on your own. You've went to a board. You've checked out a contest. You've had to do all the research yourself. Well, now the Fantasy Players Association is here to do that for you. We've assembled some of the best minds in the world of fantasy football, fantasy sports in general. We're looking for broad board members that can come on board, that have a diverse talent set to help us review these sites, to review products, to review content, to bring players into the world of fantasy football and say, hey, what is the deal with these sites? Where should I go for a fantasy contest? What should I do for, you know, for a stats provider or maybe a website or a magazine, maybe even a trophy site for Mike? I mean, you know, where do I get my trophies? You know, there's all kinds of things. The other issues that we provide, listen, Mike, it's high time that these high-stakes leagues make sure that there is some form of protection in place. We've seen too many contests bite the bullet and not pay the winners. And, man, when we're talking about $60,000, $100,000 not being paid, something needs to be done. So we are going to be forming the first ever Fantasy Player Association Legal Fund. And I'll tell you what, there's something coming on board. It's been publicized already, Mike, today and recently. There is suit coming, apparently, against them. The AFFL, it's happening right now as we speak. And, they're, you know, bottom line is this, they're going to have to respond. And this is all going down right now, Mike. There's players that haven't been paid. And AFFL has a real issue on their hands that they're going to have to resolve in the courts, what it sounds like. Unless they can find another way to do it, it looks like it's headed to the courtroom. And it might it's high time that this type of thing was happening. Not necessarily with the AFFL, but, hey, with any contest in general, if you have a problem paying, you made a promise to pay, the payouts need to happen.
Right. And, you know, I know we only got a couple minutes left, Scott, and I'm just going to leave it at this. The Fantasy Players Association is the one thing that they want to help fantasy owners with. Any fantasy owner that's listening in the chat room that I come in contact, you come in contact with, we want to help their protection, the integrity of any league that they are in, and, you know, and the knowledge just to make sure that, hey, this is what you're getting into. This isn't to bash, and, you know, it's like I posted on a couple sites when I said earlier in the show, it's not to bash anybody. It's just to make sure that the protection and the knowledge and the integrity of anything you're getting into is on the up and up.
Right, and I think this site needs to be about products that we personally endorse. We have a personal experience with these products and with these services out there, so you know, we're not going to just go on and start digging and looking for the flaws and finding fault like there's a reward for it here. Look, we're looking for, we want to be as transparent as possible and say, hey, here are the products, the contests, the content that we have experienced on a personal level. You know, don't take our word for it, but, you know, try it out for yourself and look at what everybody else is saying. We're going to give an opportunity for all of the subscribers, all of the supporters to give their take. And, Mike, that's what it's all about, is a place where opinions can be heard and responded to, and then you make up your own mind. You do your own due diligence.
It's not a witch hunt. We want everybody that's in this industry to have fun.
That's the bottom line, man. And, You want them to have fun, and it's definitely no fun when you're not getting paid, Mike. So be looking for details. FantasyPlayersAssociation.com. FantasyPlayersAssociation.com. The launch is coming soon. Stay tuned. We'll have more information in the coming weeks and coming days. Pre-beta launch is coming, so be looking for that. Red versus Blue, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide, with your hosts, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Please join us next time.